everyone. This is Joni Keen with Simplifying Insurance, brought to you by Ohio Association of Health Underwriters. I am your 2017-2018 Media Chair. Today, we're going to talk about the 2018 Affordable Care Act and its upcoming changes.
So, Joni, I understand that there's only one time a year that you can sign up for ACA insurance. Is that true?
You know, Kevin, there is one time of year called the open enrollment where people can sign up regardless if they had insurance or not before to be able to activate insurance as of January 1st, 2018. That time is November 1st through December 15th this year. If they choose not to sign up during November 1st to December 15th, they will be locked out until they either have a special enrollment or next year's open enrollment period.
Wasn't open enrollment last year a little bit longer than this year?
That's correct. When the Affordable Care Act came out, people could originally sign up from November 1st through almost the end of January. Each year since then, that has scaled back to get to what is now today's new open enrollment, which is the November 1st to December 15th. The trick for people that are trying to sign up this year is they have to understand that the people out there, agents, brokers, advisors, are also enrolling Medicare at the same time this year. So we have one time to enroll both over 65 and under 65. So it'll be imperative that they get with their advisor, their agent, their broker, as soon as possible to get on the calendar because there are many changes coming.
You mentioned changes, and I've seen in the news that some places are only going to have one or two possibilities for coverage in this coming year. Is that true?
When you talk about only one or two possibilities of coverage, you have to think about possibilities as being in carriers. That is true. There are going to be some counties that may only have one or two carrier options available to them. Now, they'll still have level options, the bronze, the silver, and the gold, but as far as choosing different companies, then it will be limited and slim in some areas. That can cause some problems. There's going to be areas where certain hospitals may not be covered or certain doctors, or I may have XYZ company this year, but next year that company no longer covers the hospital system in which I want to go to. So again, makes it imperative that you speak to somebody that's local, somebody that understands what's going on, somebody that's been trained and educated by our local carriers that can help you decide, is it proper for me to stay in the plan that I'm in, or do I need to look at something else that might cover my hospitals, my doctors, my prescriptions, and be able to be affordable where our family can afford it?
So with all these changes, like to where my doctors are and hospitals and whatnot, if it's too complicated, what are my options?
Talking about options, you have, of course, as I've said, an advisor, an agent, or a broker that can help you navigate those complications or those changes. But I believe what we're going to see this year is a lot of people are going to go back to their employers to see if they have an employer-based plan available. We are going to see people get creative and look at healthcare sharing programs. And we may even see people try to split the family up between different types of plans in order to make it affordable. Not everybody uses the same doctors in the household. So this year, we may see people actually have to be on different plans. That's why it's imperative, again, to talk to an agent, a broker, or an advisor, because we'll be able to listen to what's important to the family and ask the proper questions so we get each of you covered the way in which is necessary and be able to keep it affordable if at all possible. When talking affordable, though, you know, we do understand there are going to be some people that are going to feel it's not affordable and they're going to choose not to purchase coverage at all because it's either too complicated, too confusing, their employer doesn't offer, or they're just willing to take the penalty. We don't advise on that option. Taking the penalty may lower the overall premium rate that you're thinking about, but it still leaves your family uncovered for catastrophic, crazy events.
So you mentioned a penalty. I assume you're talking about a tax penalty. So can you explain how someone ends up getting a tax penalty for not having insurance?
The penalty is often referred to as a fine or an individual mandate on the Affordable Care Act. Those that choose to go without coverage can be assessed a penalty or a fine for going without coverage for the number of months in which they are not covered. That penalty is often calculated either by 2018 going to be 2.5% of the annual household income or a lump sum based on the annual income.
Now, Joni, if I had employer coverage like from my job and I lost my job, will I get a penalty?
As long as your employer had a qualified health plan that included the minimal essentials coverage, you will not get a tax penalty for the number of months in which you were on that employer's coverage. Now, if you lost your job, you get 60 days from loss of employment to get a special enrollment to enroll into the Affordable Care Act, as long as you don't go to an employer who has then new employer coverage. If you do not apply within that 60 days, you will then be subject to that penalty and not able to sign up until open enrollment. Now, special enrollment isn't just for loss of job. It could be I had a baby, I got married, I got divorced, I had a child who turned age 26, I have placed a child up for adoption or took a child in for adoption or foster care. There are a few other special enrollments as well that allow you to be able to choose a plan within the mid-year. One key one here in Northeast Ohio is I've either lost Medicaid or I've gained Medicaid, and that changes your enrollment period as well.
Can I really verify that I've had a special enrollment, like that I lost my job and it's been longer than 60 days, or that I've taken in a foster child, or that my wife hasn't had a baby and is coming back from maternity? Can't you just say that?
Under the Affordable Care Act, each special enrollment is actually called a life event. And as you and I both know, a life event usually has some sort of documentation around how that happens. You lose your employer, your employee job. You get a letter from your employer that says your coverage ended on XYZ date because you lost employment. Now, the trick under that one is if you have dependents, that letter also has to list each individual dependent's name or they will not be eligible for a special enrollment. If your wife had a baby, we'll have a birth certificate. If you took a child out of foster care, you'll have a court letter. So the Affordable Care Act does ask us to provide written, proven documentation for each of those life events.
You keep referring to agents and advisors and brokers. Is there a website where consumers can find a local agent to help them navigate their way through all the complicated choices that they're going to face?
The website for consumers is healthbenefitsohio.com. On that website, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a button that says Find an Agent. You can also click on the Ohio map where it says Northwest, Northeast, Columbus, Greater Cincinnati, or Western Reserve. In the state of Ohio, there are roughly 600 agents that belong to the Ohio Association of Health Underwriters. Each of these agents take continuing ed. They get legislation, feedback directly from the Ohio Capitol as well as Washington, D.C., and we interact on a day-to-day basis with what is up and coming with legislation, carriers, as well as local ground changes for the Affordable Care Act. The website, again, is healthbenefitsohio.com. On our website, you can also find additional information above and beyond what we've discussed here today. And we look forward to talking to you again in our next biweekly podcast, the topic being Medicare and its annual enrollment period. We look forward to seeing your reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget to subscribe to get our next biweekly podcast. Thank you and have a great day with Simplifying Insurance with OAHU.